So, I want to talk about this topic. If you're the point, I remember years ago, I was Talmud in Eretz Yisrael. Luban gave a vad about Shidduchim to the Holy Yeshiva. But I noticed he waited till the end of June. This is in Chofetz Chaim Yerushalayim. When, the guys who needed a summer vacation were already on their way. And the only guys left were the more, serious guys in yeshiva. So then, that Thursday night, boom, we had a Musar Vad, the topic had to be Shidduchim. Then Motzei Shabbos had a speaker and the topic had to be Shidduchim. So I was getting like a little nervous, like, what did they expect from me here? I'm in first year. But you have to know when to do these things. But it's funny, what I'm going to talk about. This sixth parsha talks about Shidduchim, so I'll show you multiple svarim, multiple yeshivas, multiple rebbeim, spend time talking about the parsha of Shidduchim on Chayesara. So I don't know that we've adapted such a minhag just yet here in yeshiva that every Chayesara should talk about Shidduchim. But the other minhag, which is much more further from Chofetz Chaim, it's based on Kabbalah, and it's really a topic we probably shouldn't be talking about, but like every branch, or at least the branches I've been to, what's those again? But all these places, everyone gives a shovim vad, right? The shovim we're very into. So this we're not into. We're not into taiva, not into the shidduchim. That sounds a little funny. One hopefully is gonna get everybody. One, you have to know. Sometimes too much focus on something is dangerous. Rebbe, so why are you talking about shidduchim? Like I said, sometimes too much focus on something. So if anything, maybe we should have Shidduchim Vadim instead of Shovim Vadim. But you don't even know what Shovim is. Good. But I'd like to just show you. This also coincides. Yeshiva's learning Kedushin this month. So we'll see. We're getting closer to the second parak. I want to read to you my dear Rabbi Elia Baruch Finkel in the Sefer on Chumash in the back of Chelek Aleph. Has a thing called Kuntres HaShidduchim, which lasts for pages and pages, and it's all about Shidduchim, all from this week's Parsha. And I'm going to read to you the beginning, and you can't mimic beautifully the yeshivishness from this piece. Kuntres HaShidduchim Parshas Chayesara. Rabbos Bishonim Rogel Hoyer Rabbeinu Belel Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Chayesara. For many years, Elia Baruch was no egg on Friday night. Talk about a good onik topic. Parshas Chayesara. The next few lines say that Rabbi Bnei Yeshivas, forget about the guys in the mirror, the briskers, all the guys in those little, two by nothing yeshivas around the mirror, everybody would come Friday night to Rebbe Baruch's place. We're going to talk about Shidduchim. That was the thing. Everyone knew Parshas Chayesara. For the guys not hanging out in Chevron, as we know, might be a different path to find a mate, but all in the one big tent. But the Pnei Torah dig away to the Parsha of Shidduchim, Sir Velia Baruch would talk about it. Ouch. Right? He would lasis divrei hadrachah lebachrim. He would give hadrachah to bachrim likras yegiyam aperek ish mekadesh before they reach Perek Ha'ish Mekadesh. Before you reach Perek Ha'ish Mekadesh. Second Perek in Kedushin is Perek Ha'ish Mekadesh. Right, so it's a shmuz. Like Parshas Chayesara, they weren't up to Memalf. That's only because they started Kedushin, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. So they weren't there yet. But they're getting close, Kishu Miyasa's Devar of Savit Parshas Zu. Oskut B'Shinach Shol Yitzchak V'Rivka. And he would always base what he was saying based on this week's parsha that deals with the shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka. Right? The first shidduch the Torah talks about, how it came about. We know Yaakov with Rachel and Leah comes about. Moshe Tzipora comes about. But the Torah doesn't talk Avram and Sarah. But Yitzchak and Rivka is the first shidduch the Torah talks about. And Elia Baruch would speak about shidduchim on that week's parsha. Okay? Sounds like a nice yeshivish thing to do, but okay, so they did in the mirror. I have better than that. I want to read to you Rabbeinu Bechaya, which will blow your mind. Now, Rabbeinu B'chai is a little bit older than some Rabbi Namer. It's not just an Achron, it's a Rishon. Let's read Rabbeinu Yonah in this week's parsha. Rabbeinu B'chai, excuse me. So, quotes on the pasuk of Sikach Isha Mivni Mivnos Kanani, that Avram Avinu gives clear advice to Eliezer, his servant. Don't take a wife from my son from Benos Kanan. Valkein hukva b'Yisrael minog. It was koveh and klaiso minog. And on both sides, this is brought down halachal and mice on the Aruch. Halacha sefer. Way back when. Right? You know, like the Aruch. Segregation of Nichalei. A couple of years ago. That Aruch, yeah. So the Aruch brings down, Rishon brings down this as a minog, ladoros. Hook from minog likra parsha zu l'chasson b'yom chasnuso. There's a minog that a chasson in day of his chuppah, now after he goes for his sizing, for his final sizing, for his custom-made suit, and finishes hacking with all his things, no, they would spend time, a chasson is a minog, to read, to lane parshas chayisar. Why? To warn people they should be careful about getting married. Right? I don't know what this means. Dafka b'yom chasnuso. At that point, it's a little too late. Unless he's going to leave it by the altar. So it means, you know, when he enters the parsha. So what's the advice? Rabbeinu B'chai says we're going to gain from parshas chayisara. This is going to be fun. Shal yikach isha l'shem yalifi. Right? Shouldn't take a woman for beauty. And not because daddy got money. It's a bad thing over there too. What's this? So, in Rav Palm Sefer, Rav Palm quotes this Rabbeinu B'chai and gives perish on it. So when he quotes it, he says that third aspect that Rabbeinu B'chai is warning about is you shouldn't just marry a girl. I want to just find perish for his words. Excuse me. Not organized so perfectly. You see the parshios, Claire. Here we go. A little shem Shrala Klomar, he writes in English, a career. Don't marry her because face, you know, she's going to open the biggest OT practice this side of Lakewood. She'll be rolling in government programs. No. Right? He says Shrala means a career. So I guess in America, back in the day, Rav Palm was dealing with Bachrim who would marry girls and have a good career. Just to realize, if Eliyahu Baruch and Eretz Yisrael translates to Shrara, look at the Lashon Belaz. Anyone see that? A Shteller. That's a good girl, you know, the father knows the Rosh Hashiva, so you'll get a Shteller. A little different translations, different societies. Shteller. Shteller means a position. It's similar to career. But why shouldn't you do that either? If you should nichshol, because I'll be machshol person with nenesh b'chol achas v'achas shos kavanos ela. All these kavanos, if that's what you're getting married for, pretty strong language. Person could be nenesh over it. So what should you do? Av yitzrach shetia kavanos l'shem shemayim. Your kavana and getting married should be for the right reasons.
Say nenesh from Hashem or nenesh from.
It's good hack. Nenesh from life. we'll talk about that. But what should your kavana be? It should be l'shem shemayim. Shiyid b'm mishpachal ganas. You should be connected to a proper mishpacha. Fisha b'nim mishpacha b'mindosa b'teva ach mishpachal zayim. Because children go after the teva of the mishpacha of the mother. Ki kein teva b'yayin. Gives a funny marshal. Sounds like Subis. Ki kein teva b'yayin liyaz tamal nimshach achar akli. That the tom of the wine is taken away by the barrels, whatever, fresh brewed, wherever you're storing the wine in, the alcohol in, that gives off a taste. So Hudin, the child, gets a taste from the mother. Now, this Rabbeinu B'chaya should be a little bit eye-opening. Right? First and foremost, you know, I'm glad I didn't do this ahead of time, but you ask a guy, you know, what are you looking for in a marriage? Now, if a Rebbe asks him, you know, they'll say, oh, Lashem Shemayim, yeah. Okay, his friend asks him, what are you looking for? They just, Rabbeinu B'chaya just list off the three things. Right? Beauty, money, and a position. You know, chashivas, kavod, shtoltz. Right? These are the three things you're all left off. So that's where Rabbeinu B'chaya says, okay, this is what we got to do most of his bialos on. Take out Parshas Chayisara, and we'll see. What should we be looking for? Money, beauty, shtoltz. No. Every chassan should read, it's a minig b'Yisrael. Every chassan should read Parshas Chayisara to get his mind straight. And what should it be for? He says, well, Maisa, you want to get married, Be'ez Hashem, to build a family. And you want the family children to have good midos. It's okay, so you want somebody who has good midos. Pretty eye-opening. Now, I assume the pshat also is, you know, why do you have to... Okay, so it's good hashkafas. But it seems, firstly, you have to learn these hashkafas from this Rabbeinu B'chaya. But even once you learn it, it's sort of like a Moser Seder, right? L'chora, he's not only talking to people that need, you know, we're American, so we have all our crazy American ideas. The American dream is not just a mall, you know, in Jersey. The American dream is the stupidity that we pick up from watching many things and from imbibing society around us, even in the front world. And people have different crazy ideas. And... okay, so besides just cleaning out our minds and focusing us, right? Most of his bios on this will help a person, okay, I got to have my priorities straight in life. And what's the priority? The priority is to, Be'ez Hashem, build a bias naman.
Do you think you're supposed to do it with Shem Shemayim? Do you think you're supposed to get married with Shem Shemayim, or the selection process should be based off of?
Yeah, okay, so that's a good question.
Better as far as...
Right, or David's asking, right, does that mean you have to get married with Shem Shemayim? Yeah, we don't do things in the Shem Shemayim, let's be honest. But what he means, though, is that L'maisa, though, your main motivator, I think Rabbi Grumman spoke about that a little yesterday, right, with the chocolate mashal, right? Your main motivator should be, you know, L'Shem Shemayim, not all these other things. Meaning, of course, these things are going to be part of the process, and definitely, you know, you're not saying yes because, you know, he's saying yes because you think it's a good thing for you. But in measuring what these things are, ideally, it should be for the final thing he talks about, the build a bias nama. Now, why am I talking about this now? So I think a very, very poshet yisod is that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter taught us that we're coming pretty soon to Siyam HaShas. My gosh, you know, we're going to have to make a big decision here in Yeshiva. Which event are we going to go to here in South Florida? Forget about besides the one, MetLife Stadium. Right? In South Florida, we have two events. There's an event on Sunday. I think that's probably where we're going to go. Okay, so they're renting out a big catering hall and bringing a couple of gadolim, have speeches. That's pretty good. Option B, go to Boca. There's a big stadium over there where they're having some types of people speaking, the BRS crowd, this, and fireworks, some Chaliner concert.
Oh, that
yeah, baby.
This could
work.
Uh-huh.
For the first one.
The other. Look, people, they're obviously spending crazy money on this. Why? Because Baruch Hashem, a few Baalbatim, or Baruch Hashem, they went through, you know, day after day, Shas, and for that, we'll spend tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars to make big celebrations. I'm just saying over Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would say. Rabbi Yisrael would say, you know, really what we should be applauding is somebody who has some degree of tikkun amidos. Yeah, he's the one guy who wears a black hat in the shul. Nobody else wears a black hat. He's a guy who is working, you know, holds back from saying things. Not me. Holds back from saying things when he shouldn't. Chosim piv. He's the guy who's not jealous of somebody else. Mr. Osalanter said, it's easier to go through all of Shas than to change one little mina. So obviously we know, you know, to really go through Shas is a big deal, and that is a big challenge. But all the more so, fixing midos. And the pretty basic ideas that Rabbeinu Bechai is saying are probably quite far from us. So, you know, if we wait to wake up and focus on these things 2 months before you hit 24, it might be a little late. So thus, or any other time you decide to date. But, so it's kedai for people to, Vez Hashem, to have the hasagas in their mind. You know, what we learn from Musar is a lot of times, you know, just today, a guy was asking me, you know, I go through Musar and this, and then a lot of times I forget things. Learning Musar is not about remembering things per se. That's maybe Bekiyas for you, Bekiyas tests. Okay, if you have a little ideas. Right? Halacha, it's good to remember things. It's always good to remember things. But the anchor point, a lot of times of Musar, is the breakthrough in your mind. When you hear a Chiddush in Musar, so like, I never thought of that before. Once you hear something that's the Shabbar, it's also gonna breaks your mind, never heard that before, it's automatically part of your conscious. Like, wow. Like, I never heard. This is really what I'm supposed to, you know, the focus, and yeah, these things are important, 100%. I'll tell you a bigger Chiddush. It's not mine, but I've seen a few of the Bali Musar say this, but none other than one of the Talmidim of Hakim of Rabbeinu Reb David, we just saw pictures of before, says the Shmuz. You can ask, is it Mochrach or not? Okay, look, he left Chavetz Chaim a little early. But Reb David said he could. Zot Reb Pam, he says, what's this whole Rabbeinu Bechai going on? It's going on Avram sending Eliezer to find the wife for Yitzchak. So what are the qualifications of finding a wife for Yitzchak? We don't need the money, we don't need the beauty, we don't need the shtolts. We do it, l'shem banim. Okay, so that's why he has to find mimishpachto. Avram gave him instructions to marry mimishpachto, get from his family, but not from Benos Kanan, but for anyone else. So factor of Pam, like, this is the only factor? You want to marry your family? Because of their midos? Avram Avinu went around Nefesh and also Bukharan. He impacted a lot of people. In fact, Eliezer, chief amongst them, was one of them. So why are you choosing a wife from his family? Shouldn't you choose a wife from people who have better deos? As I frecht upon. Think about that for a second. Right? There's nobody perfect back then. That were mask. Right? There's no great top-of-line Beis Yaakov girl from BJJ. They were not available to Yitzchak. Okay, so what's your choice? Sounds like two choices. Careful how I say this. On the one hand, you could have all the Bali Tshuva that Avram Avinu enlightened. Nice people. Or you can have, I guess, Avram Avinu's family, who are nice people, but are maratzim. Don't know anything. Still think it sounds like a no-brainer. Well, shouldn't you go with the nice, you know, well, the Bali Tshuva people versus the people who are maratzim? Not from, but they have good midos. Zot Reb Pam, you don't believe me, I can smash. Cho Yafli. Mamash Lepella. So what do you say? The Mefarshim teach us the Yisod Gadol. Shemidos v'tchunas ha-nefesh overis b'Yerusha. The Pshat of this Rabbeinu Bechaye is the Midos get passed on as a Yerusha. Masha Enkin Deos. V'chein l'morosh v'mishpachas Avram haya ovdei avodah zarah. V'kal malkom b'inyan amidos v'tchunas nefesh haya malim min ha-kananim. They're better than Kananim. Af me'il shehushpu me'avram v'kivu hashkafaso. Even greater than the people mushpa from Avram and makabel his hashkafas. That's pretty wild. Right? Now, again, you know, the practicality of this is tricky. Right? What does that mean? If you find a resource of Lanter's great-granddaughter, you know, who's living in Long Island and just became from through Jep, Long Island, versus BJJ girl, you're supposed to go with a resource of Lanter's granddaughter, right now, great-great-granddaughter. So Nassanal, don't say yes to that shit just yet. Relax. Right? I don't know. Right? We'll have to hock on the practicality where how this weighs out. But I would tell you the following scenario. Where I do hear this point, I do hear it clear. Let's say you have two people in front of you. One's the tip-top Spitz, right? Masmida girl. Right? I don't know the guy version, the girl version of Masmida. Hey, Mamish, the starkest girl in BJJ. Mamish. Pounding. Right? Right? I was it's not a joke. I was sitting with a guy who just, you know, sent his daughter to Eretz Yisrael for a good 25 grand. He's saying, it's Mamish Umm Hachar for Yeshiva Shagai. He's Umm Hachar for Isi. You know what's going on in Eretz Yisrael? All these seminaries, these girls are sitting there, the Mamish up all night doing these, like, you know, term papers they got to do, and this and that, multiple night. Meanwhile, you look around the mirror, you go out to the street, the guys are there in their tight pants, taking selfies all at night. Like, the girls are steiging away, and again, the guys, you know.
Who are they sending the selfies to?
Right? Other guys. Anyway. Well, that's part of the Om Halfuk. The guys became guys, and the girls, and the guys, okay, whatever. What? Anyway. Maybe the guy should get a job to support the girls in learning. Go to the same Mboka. Now, Lemaisa, but this is sowed that Rav Pam is saying and others say, what that means is, right, you have Starka, super duper girl Masmid on one side. And our middos are average. Right? BJJ usually goes with brisk, so you know, don't really learn Moser Seder as a, you know, stark. You have someone else who Baruch Hashem is a tremendous balls middos and volunteers all the time for chesed, not just because it looks good, because they want to do it, you know. And, okay, but Lamaisa, they're not the biggest going. So, Zakhtar Pam, you know what comes first? It's really this Rabbeinu Bechaya. Midos are the ikar. Midos, midos, midos. That's what he says. And that's the big deal to look for in the shiluch. It's not the gavlos, it's not the pedigree, the resume. It's the midos.
Maybe this
too young to ask questions. Hold on. Hold on, I gotta tell this story. So that's part one. So part one, you see from this Rabbeinu Bechaya, first of all, the negatives, that you shouldn't do it for three bad reasons. So to the positive, what should be the focus be? Midos, midos, midos. And Rav Pam Shmuz, and midos are so important, it outweighs deos. You can also have a Slobodka Kasha, midos and deos. Okay, fine. That's part one. Part two, I got to tell you a story. And you probably won't believe me about the story, so I put it on your sheets, but don't read it yet. This story, I do believe, I saw it printed in English. I think in one of Rabbi Spiro's books. It could be One Shining Moment or something. One of these books. I don't have it at home. But story goes, there was a bacher in Europe who, Lamaisa, stark bacher, big masman, and he was, you know, steiging away, like all the other. This is pre-Lakewood, but you know, he learned in the right shtetl, in the right, you know, whatever they daven, you know, learn, small little spot. And he did all the right things, striking away. But it was part of a chevra of Stark Masmidim over there in Europe. And it came time for Shidduchim. Happened to be, fortunately, this, we'll call him Bacharo. This young Bachar, his father passed away. And his mother remarried. And she remarried somebody that the Brady Bunch came with, an older daughter. In fact, this older daughter was a few years older than this Bacharo. This young Bachar. And the father came up with this idea that the older daughter should marry this Bachar. And he was pushing and pushing the Shidduch. So much so, that there was fear that if the Bachar wouldn't accept the Shidduch, then he might leave young Bacharo's mother. So he took the Shidduch. He took it. Okay, nice girl. Okay, she's older than him. It's a little weird. That's normal. While he was engaged, a few of his other friends got engaged. And his friends got Mamish Spitz Bedford Avenue. Right? Top Shidduchim. Mamish, full support. Ouch. And the kinnah started seeping in. My friends are getting Shidduchim. I could have gotten that same Shidduch. A normal girl with money. This girl didn't come with money. And he was ashamed shemayim. This Bacher wanted to sit and learn. But he knew practically he's marrying this stepsister. You know, not going to be so pashut. So he had second thoughts. Maisa, at the end he felt, I don't know if he discussed it with anybody, twofold. Firstly, it's his mother's sake, but also this girl was also Yosoma. And decided the best thing to do, go through with the marriage. So the Chafetz Chaim went through with the marriage. Young Yisrael Meir is the Bacharo. He's the one who married this girl. And the Chafetz Chaim reflected back years later. He said, what happened to my friends? They married these nice rich girls. The father-in-law promised them lots of money and gave them money. But since they were used to what you call high maintenance lifestyle, slowly but surely they made demands on their husbands. And slowly but surely, they left learning. But the Chafetz Chaim said, I was lucky. I married a poor girl. Low maintenance. She didn't care for the fanciest 10th pair of shoes. She didn't need to go on vacation to North Miami Beach. Right? And stay in these vacation homes. The price of the Hilton. She didn't need that. Right? She didn't need extra money to learn in an out-of-town kolo. They're Baruch Hashem, happy with what they did, what they got. The Chafetz Chaim attributed, I was able to steig and grow so much more because I had my wife. And that's Beferish, the story you see in the bottom of your sheets. Elia Baruch brings it down. An amazing, amazing story. So yes and no, right? You might need to, it might have been what you asked, you know, didn't the Chafetz Chaim have to work harder because the girl didn't have money? It could have been that in the years while he was trying to learn, the earlier years, he might have had to make a little more money on the side than his friends would have. But in the long term, Lamaisa, it adds up. No, they want more, they expect more. And even if in the short term, his friends were more well off, but in the long term they weren't. And the Chafetz Chaim's wife was very, right? Even the business, right? There were all the famous stories of the Chafetz Chaim and his wife, right? He worked for just the amount they needed, shut the store. So this is an awesome, important yesod. Amaisa, Rebbe, do I think most guys in yeshiva could do this story? Of course not. This is why we have yeshiva named after. But Amaisa, guys should realize, when you sit and learn Musar Seder on a daily basis, right, there's a prize at the end. There's prizes all along the way. I don't just mean the shidduch. Becoming a better person, becoming a person who is not driven by kinatayv and kavod, becoming a person who's not driven by gashmias, becoming a person who's able to be soulful things. I want to do things for the right reasons. Also for the right reasons. Hopefully mainly for the right reasons. That comes from years and years of working on yourself. It's not shaykh. It's not natural. People are just nice. People are just... No, that's tikkun amidos. That's why we learn Musar. We learn Musar to connect with people, to understand things, and that's a big deal. A person should be careful. You know, Rabbeinu Bachai is telling us, this is a minog. You should go through. You should understand these things. Don't do it for this reason. Don't do it for that reason. We need the Musar. Rabbeinu Bachai writes that. Rabbeinu Bachai wrote this in the generation of the Rishonim, Kol Shekein, American Bachrim, growing up, internet age, we're bombarded by crazy messages, crazy ideas that somehow seep in from Simchas Pat and above. Don't get my wife started. But these things, you know, seep in, and it's so important of all areas in life to have Torah Dika Hashkafas. But Kol Shekein, you know, marriage, it's a very important thing for a person to have the right Hashkafas. And the most basic of Hashkafas that this Rabbeinu Bachai is pointing to is everything in life is Midos, Midos, Midos. And it's so important, and we should take it to ourselves from Musar, right? I hope they're telling, you know, this shmooze said in the reverse, you know what that means, Rabosa? The guy could be so super stark, mamish alamdin, ooh, mamish, he has blot and blot, a masmid, all the milos. It's mitos, you know. Not so stark. Not sure about the shidduch. That's what it means. And Mimela, that's Machayavas, that Musar Seder is meaningful. Musar Seder means something. We get big benefits from Musar Seder step by step throughout life, but definitely to get through this parsha. Thank you very much for listening.